This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So big news this year from Taiwan, because
yes.
Taiwan is the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage. And we celebrated that here on Channel Q, and everyone was celebrating it really around the world.
Such a beautiful moment, especially to see the photos and the videos that came out of Taiwan, and just everyone just being so proud of who they are, and just a beautiful, authentic moment.
Yeah, so it's something we want to dive more into. We usually don't have necessarily daily access to people who are from Taiwan.
Right.
You know, typically we're also on different time zones.
Yes.
And so actually we have the honor of having someone in studio and on the phone who is working with the Taiwan Tourism Bureau. We have Peter, who's in studio, Peter Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we have Alex Wang, Managing Director of Elite Voyages, also here. Welcome to the show, both of you.
This is Taiwan Tourism Bureau, right?
Yes.
This is huge. This is a moment. I feel very special, Shira.
Yes, and we definitely are using this to then hopefully get there.
Oh, honey. That's the only reason why we're doing it.
No, I think it's really important because there's so much happening in Asia right now, and specifically human rights is so important. And you guys are really leading the way. Can you describe that day when that happened for both of you? How did both of you feel?
Well, it was a bit surprised, and then, you know, it's like long-awaited day. It happened this May 24th.
Yeah.
And then the first day, we have more than like 300 couples got married.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a big festival all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a very gay-friendly country, and then so everybody, especially the younger generation, was really excited.
I'm sure. Well, the younger generation in many ways is leading the way
in
different places where it hasn't been accepted yet, which is great. Now, Alex, for you, because you come from the Elite Voyages space, how have you seen changes in terms of now people deciding they want to go there and possibly even get married there?
Yeah, of course, it's very exciting moment for all the members in the family. You know, we are so happy to share the great news with them, and that's why we are trying to organize a group to go there to celebrate with them for the first Parade Pride in this year.
Wait, when is that?
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, actually, per Taiwan Tourism Bureau's, we are trying to organize a very interesting, fun group to go to Taiwan, all the way, to 1,000 miles away to celebrate with them. So the trip is about 7 days, 5 nights.
Okay.
You know, all the members are from Los Angeles, in San Francisco, New York, basically from the United States. So
Still waiting for our invite.
I was going to get there.
I'm sure it will be a very, very interesting group.
I am the epitome of interesting.
When is this happening, and when is Taiwan's Pride? The next one.
Yeah, the last weekend of October.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Oh, wow. That's kind of around our coming out day as well, like our anniversary. I guess, the interesting thing that I find about this is, obviously after all these amazing changes and, Peter, all these amazing changes that kind of happened, I'm wondering, I guess, what is the government kind of doing to make sure LGBTQ people are protected during their times there? Because, people could still be a little bit fearful with traveling in general to places.
Yeah, when we travel, safety is definitely the major concern.
Yeah.
And right now the Congress passing a lot of laws, not only to legalize the same sex marriage, mm-hmm. For people to say have any discrimination against gay people is going to be illegal.
Yes.
And then Taiwan, I'm proud to say that for the past 3-4 years has been chosen to be the safest country to travel to in Asia.
Wow, that's honestly, that is a huge deal, because a lot of times, even when it's LGBTQ people have a rough, especially overseas, where they're like, oh, I just want to go somewhere, enjoy my time either with my friends or my partner, just to feel just welcomed. And so that's a beautiful thing that you guys should be patting on your back. Of course, it's beautiful.
Are you working? Because a lot of the apps, you know,
like Grindr,
yeah, like Grindr, like they're a way to bring people together in community, and they actually have created measures and security to make sure that people don't show up when they're in certain places. But now that Taiwan has opened it up, are you working with any of those apps to help people when they travel in those places?
Not necessarily working with those apps that like Grindr has like contact me.
Yeah, okay. Come on, honey. We love a Grindr.
Okay. Taiwan, okay, you'll be really surprised. Even I'm surprised. I see like, you know, young people, especially those like millennials or post-millennials, like men and men holding hands on subway everywhere, and which that we don't even really see over here. They even like kiss on the streets.
And
they are different like apps, some apps that we don't have here.
Yeah, that's true. They do have different apps there.
Very detailed. They have apps like, for example, elderly men like younger men, or Eastern people like Eastern people.
Very specific.
I mean, I love that. I think also, guys, I guess, Alex, I would love to know, I guess, out of this entire experience, what do you want to share with our listeners, our LGBTQ plus listeners about, you know, traveling? What's the one thing they should be taking away from this conversation?
Actually, I think the world, you know, is opening more. And you know, we have, especially Asia, it's traditionally, we think Asia is more conservative. But actually, if you go there, you will experience the open atmosphere, especially during among the younger generation. You know, they're pretty open. Also, from the thousands of years culture, you know, Chinese people is pretty moderate. So you don't need to worry about safety at all. So especially for this trip, and since it's the first celebration after the gay marriage, I'm sure the government is going to take more control of that. So during this trip, we also, you know, rented some iconic, you know, restaurant, Michelin restaurant, four of them actually, for our customers to experience Chinese food.
Okay, wait.
That.
So where can people find out more about this trip?
Yeah, seems like or just traveling to Taiwan.
Yeah, you can just tap on elitevoyages.com/Taiwan. You will find it.
Okay, and what is something that people might be surprised about in now this this new movement and this, I guess, like the next phase of Taiwan in terms of inclusivity and diversity? Anything that people might be surprised about, Peter?
Oh, in
that
Taiwan?
We might not know.
Well, I'll say that Taiwan, okay, is getting so open. I mean, to call it the shining beacon of human rights, Taiwan totally deserves the name. And to travel to Taiwan, especially for LGBT people to go there, we offer a lot of things that we don't find over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what?
See, I love that. I need to see. Peter already told me before we went on, he said you would be so popular there. I'm telling you, Shira, I need a man. I'm single and ready to mingle.
You gotta fly to Taiwan with me.
Okay.
You'll get married there.
See, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for my trip, guys.
Do you find the other countries in Asia are reaching out to be like, how did you get here? Other maybe groups, activists that are trying to create some change in their areas?
I'm hearing that, okay, in Japan, South Korea, now Taiwan being the first country to legalize same-sex marriage, it's very educational.
Oh, love
you know,
that.
It's educating people. It is okay to have same-sex marriage. So I'm happy to see the trend going towards that way.
Yeah, because I feel like now you have a model for other countries and other people.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here. Again, Peter Lee, who's a tour guide of the Taiwan Tourism Bureau, and Alex Wang, Managing Director of Elite Voyages. We hopefully will see you in Taiwan soon.
I mean, for
sure. Thank you so much.
And head over to wearechannelq.com for all the information if you want to check it out.